A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Eternal Rock, we bless your name. Everlasting Father, we confess that indeed Christ is risen. Our lives are testimonies. Lord, this ministry is a testimony. The Church of Jesus on earth is a testimony that the victory of 2,000 years, we are still living in the liberty. We are still living, oh God, in the opportunities and the promises. We bless you, Father. Thank you for reminding our generation again that Jesus conquered death. He conquered the grave. He rose from the grave. Lord, we bless you for the reminder that we have and the experience that we have. Even thank you for the expectations that come with the power that raised Christ from the dead. Thank you for the opportunity to worship you. Thank you for the testimonies that have come before you today. In diverse ways, indeed they are wonders of the cross. Thank you for our children displaying the knowledge of God. For that is what Jesus died for. That our children may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ who died for us. We are grateful that, Lord, the work is ongoing. And Lord, we bless your name that our community has the opportunity. And Lord, they will not miss the opportunity. But thank you for our brethren from Swindon, our brethren from North Oxford, our brethren from Cowley, even those who have come to celebrate with their Kimbemis, Lord. We are grateful that together we are all saying the same thing. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Glory to God. Put those hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let's appreciate the choir. God bless you. God bless you. The Lord encourage you. Amen. Please be seated even as you greet three people. And as you are greeting them, I'd like you to look for a scar in your hand. Hello. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Amen. Let's settle down. Yes. Amen. Let's settle down. Amen. I know we didn't get the full instruction, so you will listen again. Amen. As you are greeting people, oh, it's good to see a sister. Bless you. You look for a scar on your hand or your feet and show to them and tell them something about the scar. Amen. Just look at your body. Do you have any scar? Any scar on your face or your hand? Yes, are you sure you don't have a scar? Can you remember the story? You are not telling anybody. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise the Lord. Brother Kafu is trying to find his own. Anybody found a scar? You have a scar. Please come and tell us about it. Come and tell us about the scar. Encourage our brother. Please come. Come and tell us about the scar. Help me to help the children, please. Encourage our brother. Amen. Brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. To be honest, this car, yeah. You know, when you hold a rifle, I went for a close combat training, so that's from the spill, the rifle, the rounds that came off. That's my hand. So it's from a gunshot, so like that. So
you understand. How long did it take to heal, Brother Kunle? How long? How long did it take to heal?
2 weeks.
Not 3 days.
No, 2 weeks.
Any other person with his card? Thank you. Please come, Sister Blessing. Let's encourage our sister. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I have a scar. I have about 2 scars on my hand. This one is when I was around 6 years old in the nursery school. So, Nigerian nursery school, you have to, those days, there is no playing ground, so you have to go on the gate and be rolling yourself over. Then I put my hand on the edge, then the boy just locked the gate, then my hand now cut. So this hand, they were going to say that they're going to cut off the hand, but my mom said no, that even though it's going to stay with me to the rest of my life, let them leave it. So the hand just healed. This is as far as it can heal. And I now got this. So this kind of, anytime I look at my finger, I will say, oh, this boy, where will I see him now? I can't even.
But have you forgiven him?
Oh, long ago.
Do you remember his name?
I don't even remember his name again.
Hallelujah. Amen. You said there were 2 scars.
Yeah, the second one was 2006. When I came into the country, then I went to my first time that I went to. So I was cooking. Then I opened the pot, then the steam just come out, and now hit my hand. So at first I didn't know that it was even serious. Not until later I start feeling something like, this thing is hurting. Then I now show my husband. He said, what happened? I said, I was just cooking. I opened the thing. Within 2 days the place just swelled up and it now turned to die. So this is as far as you can hear.
Hallelujah. Amen. John chapter 20. John chapter 20 from verse 19. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you all for sharing. I read from verse 19 of John chapter 20. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, not the gates. Not the gate was shut. The doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach thither your finger, and behold my hands, and reach thither your hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Brethren, I believe God wants to heal scars. He wants to heal wounds in this Easter. But we have to show them to him where we hurt. And we have to allow him to touch us, even if it still hurts. It is amazing that there are many parts of the Easter story, the resurrection story, that we can look at. Thank God for the prayers that have gone ahead of us today. But the issue of the scar, the Lord kept reminding me that it was a fulfillment of a prophecy, Zechariah chapter 13, verse 6. So that we know that every bit of prophecy concerning the resurrection was fulfilled. Has anybody found Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 6? That's the second to the last book in the New Old Testament. If you have come to Malachi, you are just near Zechariah. Zechariah is before Malachi. Anyone in the house, please. Maybe let's read 5 and 6, please, if you're reading. Yes, please.
This is Zechariah 6.
Zechariah 13, 5 and 6. Zechariah chapter 13, verses 5 and 6.
13, 5 and 6, I read. But he shall say, I am no prophet. I am an husbandman. For man taught me to keep cattle from my youth. And one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thy hands? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Part of the hidden prophecies about Jesus is that he's going to have a mark. And he will be asked the question, what happened? And he will give explanation that it was not an enemy that did it to him, but he got the wound in the house of his friends. Every scar has a story. I have one here. It's the inoculation, the time they used to do inoculation by pressing hot something on your hand. That's the one there. I have another one here. I was staying with my uncle. He normally burns an incense stick in the wall. I woke up still sleepy. And my hand went and touched the incense stick, and I can't forget the scar. I don't remember the smell of the incense, but I still have the scar. Praise God. Life has different stories for us to tell. And sometimes the hurt is in the heart, the scar is in the heart. Because there was a particular scar to the side of Jesus. We believe that was the closest part to his heart. And I'm not asking you to show us the scar in your... Yes? There are hidden scars that clothes cover. But Jesus came to show us that he was healed and we too can be healed in Jesus' name. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24 says to us, 1 Peter chapter 2, if someone has found it, please read 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. Hallelujah. Yes, please.
1 Peter 2, 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins,
hallelujah,
should live unto righteousness.
Hallelujah.
By whom stripes ye were healed.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus bore our sins on the cross to give us a reason to live for righteousness. When he came back from the dead and he entered the room unannounced, the Bible says he showed them his wound and they were glad. How can you be glad that someone you know has come back with a wound, a scar? But they were glad in that that proved that he is alive. It proved that he's the one that went to the cross. I must say to us that Jesus didn't just walk onto the cross and he was nailed to the cross. He was beaten. But when he rose up, the lashes did not remain. It was only the nail, because that is what was needed for our redemption. If when they were beating Jesus, he said, I can no longer take it. After all, blood is coming. The blood from the lashes couldn't have saved you or I. If he felt too tired to say, this cross, I am too weak. I can't climb it. After all, I am already bleeding. They've already put a crown of thorns on my head. And that blood was not enough to save us. It was the wound that came from his hand and his feet and his side that could have healed us. So he did not suffer for less. It went the whole way. But it was for a reason. And that reason must be fulfilled in our own part so that we can truly celebrate his victory. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead, he died on the cross so that we can die to sin. Everything we still indulge in, every sin that we still glory in, is another nail to the cross. If we are not balancing the equation, that is, death on the cross was enough to make me to hate sin to the point that I'm no longer under the dominion of sin, we have to consider all the songs that we sing and the celebration. The reason he died on the cross was so that we, you and I, can die to sin. And he came back from the grave with a scar, that God who helped him out of the grave can also help you out of addiction, can help you out of lust, can help you out of everything that holds you bound. Can we truly celebrate this resurrection as we allow the work of the cross to be a wonder that transforms our life? You know, every suffering ceases to become a suffering when you begin to have meaning for the suffering. Say it with me. Every suffering ceases to be a suffering when you find a meaning for the suffering. Someone will be and to go to the doctor and they'll say, you know what? We have to have a cesarean operation now. And they know that that's operation is going to leave a scar on the body. But I've not seen any woman that will say, you know what, I cannot afford to have a scar on my body because you want to bring out a child. Please leave the child in the womb. I know women will say, okay, is it now? Let's go ahead and have it now. Let the wound come on me now. Because there is a meaning to the suffering. Every suffering that you've gone through that has no meaning, like the lashes on the back of Jesus, we command healing in the name of Jesus. And the suffering that have meaning for your destiny, that have meaning for your progress, that have meaning for your eternity, we pray that the grace to go through, God will give to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus said to them, behold my hands and my feet. It is I. I am praying for you that the things you have been through that are supposed to give you progress and identity, heaven will help you. That you'll be able to say, Lord, this is the lady, this is the man, this is the boy, this is the girl that you took through that pain. This is my testimony in the name of Jesus. Jesus bore the wound and he came through the grave with them so that someone like Thomas can believe. There are some people in my generation that will not believe until they encounter Jesus and his wound. And you know what? There are testimonies from Asia about Muslims being converted to Christ because they saw him and he showed them his wounds. They saw him in their dreams, they saw him in their experiences, and he showed them that he's the one that went to the cross. So the scar is still speaking. The scar still has meaning. And maybe you yourself, you're in a situation that you think, can I get out of this? And then you have a dream of Jesus showing you his scars. He may not say anything, but all he's saying to you is that I came through mine. You will come through yours. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I came through mine. You will come through yours. Amen. And he gives you the grace, the strength, the stamina, the soundness of mind to go through it. You know, Jesus is no longer hanging on the cross and is not in the tomb. So we can no longer look for the living among the dead. But we look for him among the living through our experiences because he's the captain of our salvation. Hallelujah. You know that even this scar still means something in heaven. Revelation chapter 5. I'll read from verse 6. Revelation chapter 5. I'll read from verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Our high priest and chief intercessor, he's still the lamb, appears as if he's been slain. How do they know him apart from others? The mark. And that's why he can receive your prayers. That's why your prayers are never in vain. Even the ones you will pray today, the one you've ever prayed, and the ones you will ever pray. The Bible says there are harps being blown upon your prayers, because the vials are full of prayer. May we not be devoid of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Also, when Jesus comes to judge the world in righteousness, there's going to be a presentation of the mark and the scar again. Because the Bible says in Zechariah chapter 12, they shall look on him whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for their sins. So even when he returns, those scars are going to be the mark with which it will judge those who have not believed him. Those whose names are not written in the book of life. The Bible says, even the captain of my salvation, your salvation, was made perfect through suffering. You and I can dance, we can rejoice, we can declare, we can trade our sorrows. We can trade our shame, our guilt, and our fears. Because he submitted himself to the shame, to the pain, and to the beating. But God did not allow him to see corruption. Hallelujah. As he had promised, God brought him out of the grave. And that is why you can have assurance that it does not matter what pain you have been through. The same power that raised Christ from the dead can quicken your mortal body. If it is the mind, he can quicken your mind. He can quicken your blood. Maybe your blood is feeling weak and you are feeling drained of life, drained of energy. He shed his blood that your blood might be quickened in the name of Jesus. You know, somewhere I read a commentary. He said, when the blood of Jesus came, death drank it and death died. When he was pierced, and blood and water came out of his body, death came to drink, to say, ha, 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 ha. And as death was drinking, death was dying. That is why he can save you and I, even from death. That is why we can pray for the sick and believe that the power that raised Christ from the dead can raise them. Because Jesus shed his blood, the living died so that we may not die again. Hallelujah. And that is why your scars are so important. You may not like the story. I'm sure Sister Blessing, even my brother, that pain was excruciating. That pain was excruciating. Maybe you even shed blood. Maybe they needed blood to carry the operation, or they did not need blood to carry the operation through. But you know, the one who rose from the dead, he repaired your wound. And he's repairing wounds today in Jesus' name. He does not throw us away when we break. He repairs us. He does not throw us away when we miss the way. He redeems us. I pray that by the mercy of God, if you have not known this love, love so amazing, love so divine, you will open your hearts to his love in the name of Jesus. When we see ourselves as God sees us, we begin to experience
the healing that he has for us. Are there cracks in your life? I'm not talking about scars. Scars tell us the story that you have been healed. But cracks tell us that you are still going through pain. Are there blemishes? Are there wounds? Are you just here because you felt you needed to come? I believe God brought you. When Jesus appeared to Thomas, Thomas did not have to ask him again because Jesus heard it when he said it to others, that unless it touches the place where the scar was, he was not going to believe. And Jesus met him at that place and showed him. And the Bible didn't tell us that Thomas had to touch the wound again. All he said was, "My Lord and my God." Today, God wants to give you a new story. It's the same God that met the lepers, or the lepers met him. And they were outcast because of the blood that was oozing, the wound that was oozing on their body. Theirs was from head to toe. And Jesus said to them, "Go and show yourself to the priests." And the Bible says, and as they went, they were clean. But how would they say to the priest that we were lepers? It's the scars that must have remained. It's the scars that the priest must have seen and said, "Wow, well, who did this to you?" Today, your scars will become a testimony of his touch in the name of Jesus Christ. And one of them that was healed, he came back to say, "I am grateful." In Luke chapter 17, verse 15 to 16, the Bible says, "He turned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And Jesus replied to him, 'Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole.'" Even if you manage to come today, there is a word of God that you will go and knowing that you have been made whole. In the name of Jesus. I believe part of the wholeness he received was that his scars were removed. Touch your scar again. Anyone that has seen a scar, touch it. You may not remember the story behind it. I want you to choose out of these three options as you touch your scar. Option one, God was not powerful enough to stop what happened to you and give you a scar. Option two, God was powerful enough but simply didn't care enough to stop it when it happened. Option three, God allowed it to happen and he has some great purpose behind it. If yours was option one, God is still able. He never lost his power. Even when Jesus was in the grave, the throne was not empty. Because he fills heaven and earth. If yours was option two, that you know he was powerful enough, but he didn't care enough, I want you to know that he cares. That was why he came back to reassure Thomas. And he will reassure you by his grace in Jesus' name. If you believe that God allowed it to happen for some greater purpose, are you in that purpose or you are yet to see the purpose? When the disciples saw the purpose for their salvation, they went everywhere and told the story. They refused anyone to shut them. That's why we have the Acts of the Apostle. The Acts of the Apostle was a testimony that they met Jesus. A testimony that even though they had the scars of being chased out of town, but their scars was a story that they were willing to tell. I believe God that if you believe that the third option is yours, God has a greater purpose for it. And he wants to turn the ashes to beauty. He wants to turn the mess into a message. He wants to give you a ministry from what you have suffered from. Because you went through it, you can tell the story better. The wounded Christ is the savior of the world. Our world is wounded. Our world is going through scars. But there are also casualties and there are new cracks in the society. And just as Moses told the children of Israel that a serpent bronze, a bronze serpent has been lifted up, and if they look to it, they will be saved. Jesus said to Nicodemus, even in that manner, he will be raised up, that whoever looks to him will live. God could have taken away the serpents from the wilderness, but instead he gave a remedy. Today, Jesus is the remedy. He's a remedy for distrust and distress. He's a remedy for marital crisis and marital distresses. He's a remedy for financial distresses and challenges. He's a remedy for immigration challenges. He's a remedy for sinful life. We are called upon again to look unto him, according to Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 2. I'll read it. Hebrews 12, verse 2. There is an invitation from the throne of grace, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God, at the right hand of the throne of God. And what is it doing? It's pleading for you and I. That this race, we will run it, we will finish it. Just as he finished his race, he's pleading on our behalf. He's presenting the scars to God on your behalf. He's presenting your prayer points to God. He's turning your heart towards God. He's making provision for you, even at the presence of the Father. Are you here this afternoon? You feel broken. You're looking at some scars or some cracks, and you are wondering, will this ever go away? Jesus is inviting you. Do you feel that life is all cracked up? And you're looking for solution elsewhere, thinking that a little fix here, a little fix there will be the final solution. There is no remedy that can be added to the cross. All sufficient. The Bible says when God saw the travail of his soul, he was satisfied. Today, I believe if there is any travail in your soul, God will help you to find satisfaction. Amen. So if you want to come to the altar and just talk to God, anyone in the house that says, I need healing in my heart. I need healing in my body. I have this scar or I have this crack. And I believe that God is still powerful and that he has not abandoned me. I believe God has allowed me and or is allowing me to go through this experience for a greater purpose. But I need to know the purpose so that my scar could have a meaning. If there's anyone in the house, I'll give you 1 minute to please stand up and come to the altar and receive the same grace that helped Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone that needs God's touch upon their scar or upon their cracks, you're going through a situation that you need his intervention. Jesus came to his disciples and said, it is I. And he declared peace. I believe his voice is here. I believe his counsel is here. I believe his promise is here. You are here, you just need him to touch you. You want to tell the story of how you overcame. Every scar is a testimony that you overcame. As our sister's mom told them, don't cut off the hand, don't cut off the finger. And our sister is living to tell that it could have been worse but for God's intervention. The gun that passed through our brother's hand could have hit his heart. It was close enough. not to damage the hand, but to find a vital organ to hit. But God showed up. He has the scars, he can tell the story. You want to live to tell the story of how you overcame. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is calling on you. That power did not go with the grave. That power is alive. You are fighting his battle. You are causing, oh God, things to move even in this season. By your mercy, let the testimony return. I don't need to come out, but I believe Jesus. Begin to thank him, for his arms are outstretched. Are you believing God for salvation? He's willing and he's waiting. He does not want any man to die, but that all will come to repentance. Don't die in sin. Don't die in sin. Don't die in sin. You can ask him to purge your heart of every addiction, of every yieldedness to sin, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. You can judge them by the scars of Jesus. Allow Jesus to give you a warm embrace. Are you doubting? Do you just come to church not believing? Thomas followed Jesus, he still doubted. But Jesus said, don't be faithless, be believing. Today I speak into every heart, stop being faithless. In the name of Jesus Christ, the evidence that Christ is raised from the dead is that your life, my life, is being transformed. Is that your battle is being fought and victory is yours. Is that healing has become your bread. It is the evidence that the cross truly satisfied all. It is the evidence that your marriage can be put together again if you put it in his hands. It is the evidence that your staff of bread will not be broken because he's able to feed you and sustain you in the dry and thirsty land. It's also the evidence that when he returns, you will not miss him. I want us to pray that Jesus, when you return, help me not to miss you. Help me that as you finish your race, help me to run this race and to finish it. Help me to run my race and to finish it. Lord, to a crown of glory that does not fade away. Help me, oh God, not to run in vain. Help me not to run, oh God, without winning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we yield to you that the same grace that was upon you, that helped you to finish your race, that helped Paul to finish his race, Lord, we receive in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for the work that you have wrought on the cross and the work that you have been doing since then and what your cross is doing in our lives, saving souls, healing bodies, turning situations around, expanding your kingdom and preparing us to wait for your return. We pray that even as it gets darker out there, help us to know that the light that went into the tomb, that even the scars could not behold it, the light is still shining. And help us to walk with this light in the name of Jesus. And we pray that in your mercy you bring and ransom souls out of darkness into your kingdom. Well, thank you for the assembly in Swindon and Watchville. Well, thank you for the assembly in North Oxford. Well, thank you for the assembly in Cowley. Well, thank you for the Church of Jesus Global. We pray that your church receives the power to be witnesses of the resurrection, not in words alone, but in power, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for every family represented here. I pray that the joy of resurrection will make a difference in every home, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, the love of God that he showered upon the world, I pray that from husbands to wives, from wives to husbands, from parents to children, Lord, that endless love will be alive in us, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.